here's what you see on South Beach. Weird people, boobs, and more weird people with boobs.
We had this one guy from California.
You got to put that microphone over there if you're going to start talking. Yeah. Remember, we're doing a podcast.
I'm old.
Yeah. We're just firing off.
Rich. Viara.
Oh.
Scraggly old beard, rough-looking character. Good old guy. I loved him to death. We went to South Beach. It was 5, 6, 7 of us. I don't remember now. We walked up and down. We, like I say, saw all the weird people and the dancing and the outfits and went into 3 bars and watched them make cigars there on the side of the road.
So you went into 2 or 3 bars.
And so we went back to the training thing, a meeting, whatever it was, the next day. Everybody's talking about, what'd y'all do? And I said, oh, hell, we had a great time. Said,
nothing.
Poor old Rich here, he made about $60. People giving him money thought he was homeless.
Oh. Yeah, I did Florida last week. I started in Jacksonville.
You started here.
Yeah,
and you got to Jacksonville.
I left about 3:30 Monday morning.
Ooh.
And got to Jacksonville about 10 o'clock. Then did Jacksonville, Daytona, West Palm, Fort Lauderdale, cut across, did Sarasota, Tampa, Ocala, Orlando, and then I came home. Because here's my thing. When I'm traveling, I don't want to – Texas going to take me a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Every other state I got, I'm going to try to knock that whole shit out in a week. If I got to go back for something, you know, I'll do it one day, one night, two night, whatever. But going a whole week is for the birds. I don't do that shit.
Makes for a long week.
And driving all of it was –
let's say in Texas, you can drive all day long and still not be
still
across
be in
the state.
Texas.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's
if you go from here to like Houston, when you get to the Texas state line,
you think you're there and you're not.
You're just halfway now.
Yeah.
If you took Texas off the map, you know, laid a map out of the United States, took Texas, picked it up and let the west coast of Texas touched the east coast of Texas, it'd hang over into the Atlantic.
Yeah.
If you do it on the other side, it'll hang over into the Pacific.
It's crazy.
How big it is.
It's wide, like me. And I figured out, or I haven't figured, here's what happened. I have started trying to figure out why I am
the way you are.
Fat.
Oh.
And I think I've got some bullet points throughout my life that I've kind of narrowed it down to what led to where we are now.
I know what number one is.
Okay. Well, that was, I mean, he played a part in it for sure.
Large part.
But, so here's some of the things that
I know how he acts. I've seen it with my own two eyes.
You've been involved, haven't you?
I got a short list here of plot points through my life that led to me. Because when I was born, I was normal size, wasn't I?
Well.
Roughly.
Well.
18
normal,
pounds.
Maybe.
18.2. Or
you're something. Like Josh's baby born. What did he say, 14 pounds and 82 ounces or something?
Yeah, he did not do the right math on that. But, yeah. And then up until like 3rd or 4th grade, I think I was pretty.
Normal.
Yeah. And then something happened.
Again.
And I started getting bigger. And if I had just gotten taller, okay. But I started growing in every direction.
Yeah, I was going to say, growing in more than one direction.
Yeah. If you had a compass, I was growing in all of them. You know. You went from a 1-inch compass to about a 4.5-inch compass. That's me. And I think here's the list.
Well, we got deceived on that, by the way.
Who did?
Me and Mom.
Oh.
Because we had taken the doctor, he's in the 95th percentile. What the hell does that mean? Well, out of all the babies born, he's in the 95. In other words, it's 5%. He's bigger than 95% of the people.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, what you mean by that? He said, well, he's bigger, taller, all that, bigger now than 95% of the babies born. Yeah. I said, that sounds good. Like if I got a 95 on a test, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, And so for the first, you know, 10 years of your life, my mom was, we
think, you know, did good.
Yeah. 95%. I mean, yeah. We thought that was good.
Yeah.
But then it didn't stop.
And the grocery bill just kept going.
Yeah.
You had the 95% highest grocery bill in the country.
That's right. And I think that's what it was. If when they said 95%, I mean, we was going, me and Tracy were going to be 95% of everything. 95% of the bills.
Yep.
90% of food we had to buy. 95% of the cow we had to type on the back deck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we was deceived that whole time.
Sure. Well, what turned out is 95% stuck, like you said, and you did. 95% of the groceries you bought went to me.
And then when you and Josh got like 8, 6, 8, 5, 10, 12 years old,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I got in the car, I'd do 95, try to get away from y'all. So.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you one bit. Hell, I'll do it now.
All right, so go with your list. What you
all
got?
Right, so here's some I was trying to figure out of how I got to be in this big, right? But I titled the list, Some of the Fattest Shit I've Ever Done. And it all wasn't like just putting it on myself. So from an early age, Mimi, you know, your mom, when we would go stay over there, she would make us milkshakes, and she would deep fry frozen French fries. And let us drink a whole damn gallon of grape juice.
Oh, yeah.
That's unhelpful. I mean, we're children, and it's our grandma, so we want to have fun at her house. And she's like, hey, this is fun. Get diabetes.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's see how many arteries we can clog.
Let's induce diabetes and see what happens. I have made s'mores in the microwave. You know, you're supposed to roast them. Fuck all that noise. Yeah. I ain't starting a fire just to roast some marshmallows. I'll heat them up in the microwave.
There.
I went when I would stay with my buddy. His family had 3 children. And so they would go to Sam's and buy like the big packs of snacks. Like the before, like now they have the box of like mini bags of chips, you know, and you can buy like a box at Walmart has like 48 bags of chips. That you had back then, you had to go to Sam's to get it. And so they would go and get 3 or 4 boxes to last them a whole month.
And you'd fill up your backpack, wouldn't you?
Hell yeah, I filled up my backpack. And they'd buy the most ridiculous shit, too, because they would buy like the box of Hershey bars that you would like some low rent, low end convenience stores would go to Sam's and buy a big box of Hershey bars that had 48 bars in it. Take it back to their store and resell them for profit. These family would go buy them and just put them in the cabinet. So this was free.
You got there.
This yeah, and you food. Thought you hit the jackpot, didn't you?
I did hit the jackpot. One time, and this is progressively getting older, right? So going to Mimi's house.
So you got them in chronological order is what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah. And the last one, pretty. You're going to be like, that makes sense. So that Mimi's house was when I was a child. My friend's house was when I was still a child, but getting older. And then this was when I was kind of
learning how to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ate a 12 pack of fudge rounds one time because I wanted to get a sugar high before I went on a jog.
Jog.
You thought you could jog better.
I thought, well, here's what happened. So the old neighborhood that we lived in was had a lot of hills, very undulacious or whatever. And I thought, you know what? I want to be less fat. I'm going to go for a jog. The problem was I needed some energy to get going. So I said, I'm going to eat a fudge round.
Or 40.
Take some with you on your jog?
I had one in my pocket. In case my sugar crashed. So I went for a jog. So there was a little church probably. What was the church? Half mile from the end of the neighborhood?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to run to the church and run back home.
No, you're not.
I made it.
I'm going to run to the church and camp out for 3 days.
I made it out of the
neighborhood.
I'm going
to run church, call Dad, come get me.
No, I made it out of the neighborhood and halfway down the straight road to the church and thought, I'm going to pass out. And so I turned around and started walking back home. And I got about halfway into the neighborhood and I thought, I'm going to pass out. You know what? I better eat this fudge round. So I popped open that fudge round, and it gave me just enough energy to get back home.
Back
know
up
what
the
I,
hill.
Know what I did when I got back home?
You said, I ain't never doing that again.
Threw up everywhere, laid down, took a nap. So Okay. Then we move progressively more to now I'm in later in high school, and Josh is now coming along, and he's in middle school or whatever. Well, new video game came out, and it came out at midnight, so we had to go drive and get it. We went and got it. We came home. We're going to stay up all night and play this thing. I drank 4 2-liter Mountain Dew Code Reds to give me enough energy, sugar, to stay up all night playing this damn video game. And all of this basically is leading to diabetes.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you're on the fast track.
Yeah, and I didn't even know it. Like, it was a slip and slide, and I was like, here we go. What's at the end? A big pool of water? Nope. Diabetes.
Diabetes.
So here's the most recent one that I realized I know why I'm fat. I was going to pick up dinner, takeout, to take back home.
That's sign number one.
If I was just going to get dinner, it's okay. Everybody has to eat. Problem was,
you had to take hand trucks with you.
Plus, he went by Hardee's, McDonald's, Burger King, and Dunkin' Donuts, Bojangles, and Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, the problem was, is on, I see, because I was still doing my fasting, right?
Fasting. On the way to get dinner while I'm fasting.
I ain't eaten nothing since the previous day, about noon. So I ain't eaten in about 27 hours. And now I'm going to get dinner. Well, now I'm hungry.
No shit.
So I stopped and got me an appetizer on the way to get dinner. And then on the way home, I was like, man.
You had to have a little something to cleanse that palate.
I'm going
to
bust this thing open and eat some of these fries. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
Yes, you
so
do.
I stopped and got me a second appetizer on the way home.
On the way back.
With dinner in the passenger seat. Then I got home and ate dinner. And that's when I realized that, hey, you're fat. You've been fat. It's kind of like you're destined to be fat.
Embrace it. Well, all you can do now is embrace it.
I knew you was going to be big when one Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Caleb, a friend of mine, deep fried a turkey for me over in Greenville.
Yep.
He said, come by here and get this turkey. Because it's ready for you. I said, all right, we'll be there in about 30, 45 minutes. So me and Caleb drove to Greenville, got this turkey, okay? And we had to test it out before we left, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We had to pull a piece or two
off. You got to make sure he did it right.
Yeah, make sure it's not underdone.
Yeah.
And it was so good. And you know what? We stopped 9 more times on the way home. When we got home, we had a turkey bone, yeah. You know, and that was it. Now we just stopped with our fingers too, Earl. We didn't have no utensils. We stopped. It was in the back seat behind me, and I was driving. Kev's on the other side. I stopped and tear us off some. Handed across the seat. Okay, here you go. Here's yours. And I get me some. And we eat it and drive about 10 more miles. Then we stop, get some more. You know,
this is good. Yeah.
We ate that turkey all the way home and got home and told Tracy, said, they didn't
we
have
need
a
to
turkey.
Go buy turkey. No,
yeah,
yeah, they
didn't have
no
turkeys.
Turkey. Yes, we're gonna need to go get another one. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been, you know, foreshadowed my whole life. I was in the 95th percentile. Nope, 95% chance he's going to be fat as shit.
And about a 95% you're going to have that BT stuff.
Yeah.
I got BT there, and I don't even know why I got it.
I do. I've been to your house and ate Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. I can tell you exactly why.
That's a good point. I didn't think that I was saving up for 50 years. I didn't know, yeah. See. I didn't know that.
See, that was one of the few times I got a good meal. Not that Mama couldn't cook. She
right.
just wasn't.
It was different.
Go out to Big Buddy and Nene's house. Oh, Nene and Buddy's Mama, Tina, could cook up some stuff. And my plate would be so full, Big Buddy. He said, you need some sideboards for that plate. Yeah, I do.
Oh, now see, now that's good because it's good to know that he's always been that way.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we were younger, I don't remember, I wouldn't call it like verbal abuse.
Physical abuse.
No, I would call it like.
You might, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, I would call it. Nowadays, people would say, oh, that's verbal abuse or that's fat shaming. Back then, it was like, hey, you're on the fast track for diabetes and death.
And I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to tell you, so maybe you realize, hey, I need to tighten up and not be this fat. We were in Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge or something, and we were I forgot what we were doing, but this was when Josh was young. I was probably 12, 14, so Josh was like 6 or 8, maybe a couple, I don't know. And he was probably 10 or 12.
Yeah.
And we were staying in a house, you know, rented chalet.
Yeah.
With mom and dad and me and Josh and grandma and grandpa, me and Pete. And Pete, at that point, he was already, you know, evidently he'd been this way a long time. But at that point, he was getting to a point where he was like, I don't give a damn. I'm going to say whatever the hell I want.
Oh, yeah. Them days went way back before you was even thought about.
Oh, yeah.
So we're in there, and I forgot what we were doing, but Josh ate like a donut or something. And Pete looked at him and said, how many you going to eat, fat boy? And, of course, Josh was a kid, and he was like, ha, 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 you know. And I was like,
damn, he called him fat boy.
He called him. He didn't even make it clever. He just called him fat boy. Like,
that's big buddy.
There wasn't nothing sly about it. Uh-uh. It was like, hey, fat ass, how many donuts you going to eat? Josh was like, I'm 11.
As you many know. As you got.
And he was a great grandpa, but he evidently, he never had a filter on. If you're eating too much, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
He would say what was on his mind just about any time.
Maybe I never heard it whenever I was eating all of his French fries. Well, I'll tell you this much.
Well, he wasn't there when he was eating all the French fries.
One time I did hear it because I never heard him cuss one time. Probably because I was a child and
he tried to behave himself.
He was a respectable adult and didn't want to do it in front of a child. Hell, nowadays, Josh has got a damn neighbor that screams at her kids and threatens their lives and tells them their mistakes and like screams all day.
Yeah.
Back then, people were more respectful. Also, people knew who their children, you know, who their children's fathers were. So I remember I was over there one time and I was sitting in there watching something on
cartoons.
TV. Yeah. And Pete come home and Mimi was up there cooking, you know, dinner, whatever, hamburger steaks.
Is that the way she's doing it?
Seemed to be what they cooked every single night.
A little Parkinson going on.
And she said something like, I got black eyed peas and corn. He's like, where's the French fries at? And she said, I cooked them for Caleb.
Caleb ate them all.
He said, what? She said, yeah, I cooked them early. He was hungry. He said, he ate a whole bag. And I was downstairs and they were upstairs in the kitchen. And I could hear it. And then I started feeling bad. I was like, damn, I ate all this French fries. I was like, but she cooked them. And he said, I kind of wanted some French fries with my damn hamburger. You know, I don't know if he said damn, but, and then I started feeling real bad and I was like, I gotta get out of here. He's going to beat my ass. And he never did but one time. But I thought that day he might get really upset. And
my
then when he came downstairs and ate his food, I could tell he wasn't happy.
He was not a happy camper.
So I was like, did you have a good day?
Did he
like,
look over at you every once in a while with that, you little bastard stare?
Ate my fries.
I knew he was pissed, so I was trying to be real good. I sat there, you know, crisscross applesauce, Indian style, like this, in the floor, and got real quiet. Because I didn't want to bother
him. Pretend like he's watching TV.
I didn't want to bother him when Wheel of Fortune was on.
Yeah.
And so I said, do you have a good day? He said, you ate all my French fries. I said, yeah. Sorry. I said, do you know after you eat if you're going to want ice cream or grape juice? Because if you are, can you go ahead and call mom and dad to come get me before you finish your food?
Because there ain't none.
Because
ain't none left.
You're upset now, and I can tell it. But if you're going to want either one of those things after you finish
it, you might just lose it.
I would like to not be here.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to grow. I'm gonna do some horticulture and see if I can grow sliced tomatoes.
We was in Florida, a fellow I was traveling with. He said we were talking about what we could sell down there, and he said, there's not a lot of agriculture down here. I said, well, aside from, you know, oranges. citrus farming. He said, oh, yeah.
Grapefruit.
He was looking at this field over there, and we rode for 40 miles just past fields of stuff, all the same stuff. He said, what is that? I said, I don't know, because I'm not an expert, didn't go to college, but I think that's sugar cane. Could be wrong. He said, I thought those would be thought they'd have like more oranges down here. I was like, me too. You know, maybe we're not in the right area for them. I don't know. But then we got to a field that looked slightly different. It was the same shit. It was just a little taller. So it was ready to
whack.
Yeah. And he said, I don't see no oranges out there. I said, well, here's, you know, a couple things. That's still sugar cane. And oranges grow on trees. They don't grow out of the ground.
They're different.
Oh. He said, yeah, you know what? That's a good point. I was like, okay. But in fairness, a few months ago, we were talking about something. What were we talking about? Peanuts or something?
That we didn't know how they grow.
Yeah.
They grew on a tree and we didn't know it.
Yeah, they don't. Earl told us they grow out of the ground.
They're legumes.
They're what?
Legumes.
Part of the bean family. Now, let me ask you this. Wait, hold on.
Peanuts, part of the bean family.
Yeah.
Why in hell do you call it a peanut then?
I
don't know. It's not part of the nut family?
It's really.
Who named it, Earl? Let me ask a question, Earl. Who named it stuff like that?
I have no idea. People named things way back before our time, and how they come up with some of them god-awful names,
let me just ask you one question, all right? And Earl, you're the smartest man I know is still alive. All right, look. If you got a goose, okay, and he got a brother, so he's two gooses. What's they called?
They're called geese.
All right. If you got a duck, and he got a brother, what they called?
Ducks.
Why, Earl? Why ain't they called geese?
I don't know why they screwed.
Back when y'all was naming this stuff, you should have done better.
Y'all, if it had been y'all, ate a whole lot of stuff I'd have done different, but they did it their way, and now, who was it?
George Washington Carver.
Well, Ben Franklin tried to change the English language and change the alphabet and the way some words are. He proposed, you know, and a bunch of stuff, but it never caught on. So all these names that people give stuff back when they didn't know they had from third base have stuck around, and now it's so embedded in our culture,
well,
we can't change it.
What has happened is they've missed the opportunity.
Yep.
'Cause I think about this all the time. You know a butterfly? Who the hell named him a butterfly? Why didn't you just call it what it is, a flutterby? I mean,
why?
That's what it was.
You
and then somebody.
You ain't never seen one sitting on a tub of butter.
No.
That ain't what they're going for.
Yep. I agree with you. How we got where we are. Well, I've deduced this much, you know.
You did what?
Deduced, which means I figured it out.
Kay does. You do that all the time, don't you?
I'll be
they keep showing these polls on TV for election, you know. And in some of the states, it's getting real close. It's like 47% Biden and 49% Trump, or a couple of states now they're showing 48-48, which means to me that if you look out in the parking lot or in a store and you see three people, two of them are idiots.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, yeah.
I can attest to that, actually, because driving the 1,800 miles or whatever I drove last week, there are idiots in cars.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
And
they're,
I mean, I'll tell you this much. You can, nowadays it's getting easier and easier to spot a drug. Like, back in the day, if somebody was doing drugs, they might hide it pretty well. You know, they might be a functioning member. I was going to say an upstanding citizen, but that's not the case.
No.
If they's doing drugs, they might be a functioning member. They might be able to, hey, I'm going to go to work. I'm going to work all day, work hard. And then when I get off, I'm going to do drugs. And I might stay up 3-4 days. But when I go to work and clock in.
I'm working.
Punch in, I'm working. Nowadays, no.
Uh-uh.
I was riding at about 11:30 Wednesday night, trying to get to my hotel. And it took me through this residential neighborhood. There was a feller out there blowing leaves.
At 11:30 at night?
Yeah. Well, he was using a leaf blower, and he was blowing his yard. Well, a couple things. It's April. It's Florida, and he didn't have no trees in his yard.
And it's 11:30.
At night. So I don't know what the hell he was doing, but, like, he was blowing his yard, like, into the road. Like, I was creeping through this neighborhood because I didn't know where I was. I was going slow. He kind of walks out in front of the truck. He's like, "Sarge, you know, one second." And I'm like, and he's blowing, you know, doing the leaf blower in the road. And I'm like, "There's nothing in the road. What are you doing?" So I took it upon myself.
Ask him.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, I'd had to ask him.
I put the window down. I said, "Hey, man." I said, "What the fuck you doing?" He said, "I'm blowing these leaves, man. They're everywhere." I put the truck in park. I kind of, there's one tree behind one house on this side of the road. His house is over here.
I'd had to ask him.
I said, "You blowing these leaves?" He said, "They're everywhere."
I said, "You got a rake, I'll help you."
I don't see any leaves, dog. Like, what? Do you see leaves? He said, "They're everywhere, everywhere, dude." I said, "How high are you?" He said, "I'm doing good." I said, No. I didn't say, "How are you?" I said, "How high are you?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "What drugs did you do today?" And then, I guess whatever he took made him extremely honest. Because he said, "I ate a bunch of mushrooms I found in my backyard earlier." I said, "I don't think you should have done that, buddy. Like, even if you wanted to get high, you should probably buy mushrooms from some
drug dealer.
Reputable dealer."
Yeah.
I wouldn't just pick shit out of my yard and eat it.
Uh-uh.
That you're going to need to go to I'm going to call 911. You're going to go to the hospital soon. Like, I don't know what you're doing now. I know you're floating.
And blowing leaves.
But here soon, you're going to be violently ill.
Yeah, they're going to have to pump your head out.
And someone's going to need to help you. But I've been on the road since 7 o'clock this morning, and I'm getting tired. So I'm going to go on to the hotel. I'll call you some help, but I'm not going to stick around to see how it turns out.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, I'd get to know him real quick, because chances are,
you might see him later on this
evening. They may not be able to get here before you meet him. And he was like, "Don't worry, man. I'm going to keep blowing these leaves." I was like, "These imaginary leaves?
Cool.
Okay.
Go ahead, brother."
So I kept cruising, got to the hotel, and then I laid down in the bed.
And watched the news.
I turned on the news just to check, you know. And I figured it was still too soon, so I also watched it the next morning when I woke up.
But yeah.
I was like, he ain't going to make it.
Man, right over blowing leaves.
It's scary. It's scary.
I mean,
think about the everywhere, Earl.
Everywhere.
Used to be that was about that. Them people's about 5% of the population. Mm-hmm. Now they're about 95% of the population. I don't know what happened, Earl.
I don't either. Something bad happened. I don't know, but man, there's some crazy people out there.
Yeah, I mean, I have to find the other note that I had because I had something else to tell y'all, and I made a note. Didn't take a picture.
I think what happened is back in like the, I don't know, 70s, 80s when they took the dictionary out of school, when they took the Bible out of school, I think that's when things flipped around, and now we got translucent people that they don't know whether they're a man or woman. And they say, "Well, I'm not a man. I'm not a woman. I'm one of them other ones." I say, "There ain't no other ones."
Yeah.
"Well, yeah, there's a new kind." I said, "No. I don't know no new kind." "Well, my brother thinks he's a cat." "Oh, well, I don't."
We bought him a litter box for his birthday.
Yeah. I don't want to be a part of all this.
That's it. There's some crazy people out there.
And
we allow them to vote.
Yeah.
We'll
lick their eyes sometimes.
Yeah.
I was near Miami, within the vicinity. And, that's another thing I got to tell you. So, I was near it, and I went to a gas station because I had to pee.
Or poop.
Poop, like you'll do.
I ain't doing no pooping gas stations.
Yeah.
I'll go in a hotel lobby and pretend like I'm staying there, and they'll be like, hey, can I help you? I'd be like, no, ma'am, I'm just going to room 303, but I'm going to stop by your bathroom real quick. Every hotel has a 303. You could just say that, poop in the lobby, and leave.
Hey, I didn't know that, like, motel. No. That's on one level. Hotel, high. That's when it got more than one floor.
It's motel's one to, here's the difference. I'll tell you this because I know it.
All right.
Motel is a 1, 2, possibly 3 level establishment. You enter from the outside. So when you open the door to your room, if you're coming out of your room.
You outside.
Yes. You feel the UV rays and the wind and the sun. Hotel, you go inside and all the doors open from the inside. I don't stay at no motel.
Do you do that? Do you know that, Earl?
Of course I know.
Oh, well, I should have known.
Yeah. And I don't stay at a motel for multiple reasons. I don't want to sleep in a bed that's full of damn AIDS and semen. And
dang. I don't either.
Don't stay at a motel. I don't want to. I almost killed a fireman at a motel one time. I told that story on here a long time ago. But I was at a gas station. And it was very unbusy for some reason. Like, I pulled up to a gas pump to get gas.
It wasn't no Buc-ee's.
No. No. I did go into Buc-ee's. I did go. But, because you have to.
Yeah.
It's a requirement.
Pulled up to a gas pump. Going to get gas, but I needed to run in and pee real quick. I didn't have to poop. Some other car pulls up two pumps down, and we're the only two cars there. Other than the one car, whoever's working. And this car pulls up, and this guy gets out of the driver's seat and sprints inside. And I'm like, shit.
Here we go. He's going to rob him.
Oh, well, see, I'm thinking he's got to poop. You're thinking he's going to rob him. Then two fat ladies get out with a little, child. And they're moseying inside. They're, humpty-dumping their way to the door. Well, the guy who was driving had to poop, clearly. So I go in, kind of pull on the door. It's locked. I'm like, all right, whatever. I go get me a water, get me a Gatorade, go back to the car, pump the gas, go back inside. Still locked. Well, here come the Humpty Dumpties back out to the car.
Was that the way they was walking?
So I go back inside, and there's a lady working behind the counter, and I'm like, I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to go in the women's bathroom and pee and then leave. You would think that'd be totally fine. I open the door to the women's restroom, and it's a, it's a one staller. It's, you lock it behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I open the door, and there are two toilets and no partitions between them. Like, there's not two stalls.
Two sitters?
There's just two toilets.
Sit-down toilets?
Yeah.
Right. What's there? No partition?
Nothing.
Hands with your friend or something?
When I open the door, there's a sink and two toilets. And I'm thinking,
wow,
this is weird. And I'm like, well, as weird as this is, I still have to pee, So I go to the first one there, and I lift the seat because I'm an adult, and I don't want to, Somebody's got to come. Lady's got to come in here. And then I realize, nah, lady ain't coming in here. Because I look at the other toilet.
Women's going to come in here.
And somebody has shitted
a
damn boatload. And just left it. And I'm like, what in the fuck are you even doing? Who? Okay.
And first of all, this woman, the Humpty Dumpty, she done tore up that toilet.
I mean, my God. Like, shitted.
Everywhere.
As much as you can shit.
Like she ate a moose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's there. And I'm like, God. And I was like, I don't want to be near this.
I need to get out of here. Is that what you said?
I put the seat back down because I'm an adult and responsible.
Now you're going to piss everywhere, ain't you?
I peed in the sink, and I left.
You ain't putting up with that, are you?
No, I'm not getting near that.
Uh-uh.
I mean, what the hell happened?
Hey, you would know, but does women's bathroom, they don't have no partition between them?
Most of them do.
They do?
Yeah, I've been
in them. How you know?
Well, I've been in them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because.
I've done what he said.
Yeah. Because here's what happens. If, especially nowadays, they can't say shit to you.
Yeah.
My thing is I don't want to follow this guy who's been in here pooping for 10 minutes.
You don't want to go in there?
No. Uh-uh. I got to go see customers. I don't want to smell like doo-doo and it ain't mine.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm going to go over here where ladies.
You would think.
Generally cleaner.
Now, so you better start saying women, not ladies. Because you don't know what's been in there. Right. And then that woman ate the moose. She wasn't no lady.
Female.
Wasn't no lady do that.
Generally cleaner than gross-ass dudes who's just been eating damn Slim Jims and coffee all damn morning and shitting everywhere for 45 minutes. I'm going to go over here and just pee real quick.
Get on out of here.
Make sure everything's clean and leave like I wasn't even here. But now, like Earl said, and Earl was, you know, alluding to, you can do that now. Because if you come out of the bathroom, they say, sir, were you in the women's restroom? Back in the day, back in y'all's time, you'd be like, yeah, the men's was, you know, somebody's in there shit. I just had to run in here real quick. Everything's fine. You know, nowadays, if they were like, sir, were you in the women's restroom? I'll come out and be like,
no, it's ma'am.
You don't know my pronouns.
Yeah.
And then I'll file a damn lawsuit and say, this bitch behind the counter called me a man and I just had to pee.
And I identify as a cat.
Yeah. I was trying to find a litter box.
They didn't have a litter box nowhere.
Yeah, I couldn't find one nowhere. These motherfuckers didn't have one in their establishment. They did not have a litter box for me to use. I file a lawsuit. I get a settlement. Cruise on down the road.
Cat shamed me.
Cat, yeah.
Maybe that's what we need to do, get the boys in the black again. File a lawsuit and get somebody about something. Can you act like a cat, Earl?
No. Don't even like cats. Really? Yeah. Except for rooster cat.
By who?
Rooster cat.
Rooster cat?
Who's rooster cat?
Donnie Spearman's cat.
Cross between a rooster and a cat?
Kinda.
Whoa.
I don't want to know about that. I don't know what kind of farm this is either. So
it ain't a farm.
Well, it's got a rooster and a cat that's been sexing and come out with something.
Sexing.
They've been doing sex.
Well, yeah, I mean.
It just blew my mind that I went into. And you know what? There's a lot of gross, you know, men, truck drivers mostly. And
now we're going to offend a whole nother population of people.
Well, listen, dude, if they don't get out of the left lane, and what the hell is up with there being signs that says trucks use a left lane only? No. Trucks should never be in the left lane.
At all.
Ever
stay once. Your ass in the right lane. Don't even get over here to pass. You just wait in line.
Your shit don't go faster than 80 miles an hour.
Uh-uh.
And if it does, you're going to kill somebody. So stay in the right lane. Yeah. But going in a bathroom, I've done it probably 3 times where somebody's been in the men's room. I'm like, let me just hit this women's real quick. If it's a multiple stall, like, you know, there's 3 or 4, I'm not going in there. I'm not a pervert. One.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not. Two, I don't want, like, if a lady or a woman took their child in there, I'm not going in there.
And three, not a pervert.
Yeah. And three, I'm not a pervert. So I don't do that. If it's just a one, you know, one at a time and lock the door, I'll run in there. I'll pee real quick. I'll get out. I'll make sure everything's cleaner than when I went in, and I'm gone. I'm in the wind.
You ever come out of one of them women's bathrooms and there's a woman with her child standing there waiting on you to unlock the door, and she's standing there looking at you like, because you ain't no little fella, she ain't going to miss you. So she's looking at you like, and she don't say nothing, looks at you like.
There was one lady one time, I was like, what are you doing? I was like, using the restroom. She's like, this is the women's. I was like, I'm colorblind. She said, I said, I'm sorry, I didn't know. She said,
oh.
Okay. And then left me alone. I was like, well, that worked.
That worked.
Yeah. One time I pretended like there was something wrong with me, and that
was easy.
Yeah, you can just start feeling your way down the wall and say, excuse me, I'm blind.
I didn't say I was blind. I said.
Yeah, but you could do that.
You could. I went the opposite.
Except when they watch you go get in the driver's seat of the car.
Yeah, early on when I was traveling, I had to do the same thing where I had to use a women's restroom to, you know, because somebody was pooping real hard. And I came out, and the woman was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm retarded." And she was like, and then she felt bad because I told her I was, and she was like, "Oh, damn."
Bless your heart.
Yeah. And
you by yourself?
Then, yeah. Then she watched me go get in
where's
the driver's
your mom and dad?
Seat and drive off. And then I think she called the cops because I did get pulled over later.
Nah.
It was like a paper tag situation where they thought I stole the car. And the cop came up and he was like,
"You told me retarded."
"Hey, buddy." And I was like,
"Hey.
Hey.
Hey." "You, hey." And he said, "You doing okay?" I was like, "Yes, sir. I'm doing great." How are you doing? He was like, "I'm good. Are you okay?" I was like, "I was until I saw your blue lights. Now I'm real nervous and kind of had to poop."
He said, "Hi. How are you?"
"I'm just checking on you. You know, I'm just making sure you're okay." I'm like, "Yeah." And then eventually he was like,
"You go to women's bathroom?
Are you retarded?" I was like, "No, are you retarded?"
He said, "That was the wrong thing to say."
Yeah, I was like, "No." He was like, "So neither one of us are retarded?" I was like, "No." He was like, "All right, well, have a good day.
You pull off his exit down here and get a donut?"
Yeah. Like, yeah, now if I'd done that, probably would have got a ticket then.